From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The Ministry of Industry strives for Indonesia to become reliable player in halal industry. Transportation Ministry provides $14.75 million stimulus to boost aviation industry. Now the news in details. The government is trying to reach the huge potential market for the halal industry and the number is expected to continue to grow. Therefore, the Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the manufacturing sector to contribute to making Indonesia compete in the halal industry on a global scale. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, through an official statement in Jakarta on Sunday, said that based on data from the State of the Global Islamic Economy, GIE, in 2019-2020, the amount of expenditure of halal food and lifestyle for Muslims in the world reached $2.2 trillion in 2018, and it is expected to continue to grow to reach $3.2 trillion in 2024. One of the factors affecting this growth is the increase in the Muslim populations in the world, which reaches 1.84 billion people. This number is expected to increase and reach 27.5% of the world's total population by 2038. This population rise will significantly increase the demand for halal products and services. Minister Agus also emphasized that such a large global Muslim population, plus Indonesia with the largest Muslim population in the world, reaching 222 million people, has the potential for Indonesia to become a major player in the world's Islamic economy and finance. The Transportation Ministry has agreed to provide the aviation industry with a stimulus package worth 216.5 billion rupiah, or equivalent $14.75 million US as part of a plan that includes a passenger service charge exemption and a subsidy aimed at cutting costs and boosting demand amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Director General of the Ministry's Air Transportation, Novi Rianto, said that the exemption would be available for flights booked between October 23rd and October 31st with scheduled departure before midnight of January 1st, 2021. The flight facility subsidy serves to ease the cost burden for airport operators, including state-owned airport operator Angkasa Pura 1 and Angkasa Pura 2, as the Transportation Ministry previously charged the operators in non-tax revenue to ensure that aircraft's equipment, including telecommunication systems and visual landing tools, work properly. The Ministry of Industry is determined to spur the development of the halal industry in Indonesia, including through the constructions of the Halal Industrial Zone, or KIH. The development of KIH is in line with the target of making Indonesia the world halal center. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita stated on Monday that until now, there are two halal industrial areas that have received a certificate of the Halal Industrial Zones. They are the Cikande Modern Industrial Zone, with an area of 500 hectares in Serang, Banten, and the Safe and Lock Industrial Area of 9.9 hectares in Sidoarjo, East Java. Apart from the two industrial estates, Minister Agus also explained that there are four others that are currently in the planning stage to become halal industrial zones. The four areas are Jakarta Industrial Estate, Pulau Gadung, Batam Indo Industrial Park in Batam, Bintan Industrial Estate, and Surya Borneo Industrial Estate in Central Kalimantan. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. On Sunday, October 25th, Chief of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, called for global solidarity in the rollout of any future coronavirus vaccine as the number of cases soared across the world. In a video address at the opening of the three-day World Health Summit in Berlin, he said the only way to recover from the pandemic was together, and by making sure poorer countries had fair access to a vaccine. He warned that vaccine nationalism will prolong the pandemic, not shorten it. Scientists around the world are racing to develop a vaccine against COVID-19, which has killed over 1.1 million people. Several dozens vaccine candidates are currently being tested in clinical trials, 10 of which are in the most advanced phase 3 stage involving tens of thousands of volunteers. Chinese officials raced on Sunday to smooth a fresh coronavirus outbreak in the country's far northwest after 137 new infections were discovered. Mass testing began on Saturday evening to cover 4.75 million residents in and around Kashgar, Xinjiang province, after a 17-year-old garment factory worker tested positive for the virus. As of Sunday afternoon, more than 2.8 million samples had been collected in the area, and the rest will be completed within 2 days. Victoria in Australia has recorded no new COVID-19 cases for the first time since Melbourne went into lockdown 111 days ago. The state was the epicenter of Australia's second wave, accounting for over 90% of the country's 905 deaths. State officials are expected to soon ease restrictions in Melbourne, the country's second largest city. An announcement had been expected on Sunday, but a small outbreak in the city's north warranted a delay. But on Monday, the state health department reported no new cases from the outbreak and no new death across the state. The state has not seen a day of no cases since June 9. On Sunday, the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate moved closer towards a final confirmation vote on President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, on Monday, just over a week before Election Day. The Senate voted 51 to 48, largely along party lines on Sunday afternoon to limit debate on the nomination, tying up the final vote that is expected to take place on Monday evening, with Republicans controlling the chambers 53 to 47 and no indication of an internal revolt against the conservative appeals court judge replacing liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett looks almost certain to take up a lifetime appointment on the bench over universal Democratic opposition. No nominee to the Supreme Court has ever been confirmed by the Senate this close to a presidential election. More than 58 million ballots have already been cast ahead of Election Day on November 3rd. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitled President Joko Widodo Appreciates Indonesian's Doctors. Last Saturday, Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his deepest gratitude to Indonesian doctors on National Doctors' Day, which is commemorated every October 24th. The President highly appreciates the dedication, struggle, and sacrifice of Indonesian doctors who are at the forefront of prevention and management of health problems in all corners of the country. The resilience of doctors who choose the path of fighting for humanity, sacrificing time and energy to save others, deserves respect. They provide services in health facilities in villages, in the border, in the frontier island, and in remote areas that are difficult to reach. In addition, President Joko Widodo also expressed his deep condolences to the families of 136 doctors who passed away while handling the COVID-19 pandemic. He remarked that the examples shown by the doctors during this pandemic have inspired millions of people to help each other. Indonesian people are also encouraged to care for each other, to unite, to ease the burden on others, to work together to overcome the pandemic and to struggle to recover and rise. As of Saturday, the number of confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia was recorded at around 386,000 people, with nearly 310,000 recovered and 13,205 people died. Given the high spread of COVID-19, the government urged all people to spend national holidays related to the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, 28 October to November 1, 2020, to stay in their respective homes. The president emphasized that to overcome the spread of COVID-19, cooperation of all components of the nation is needed. People must appreciate the sacrifices of medical personnel by obeying the government's appeal and implementing health protocols such as wearing masks, washing hands frequently, and maintaining physical distance from each other to avoid crowds. Thanks to the doctors and other medical personnel for the sacrifices that have been given. Happy Indonesian Doctors' Day. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, our segment today in history starts with the event on October 26, 1979, when South Korean President Park Chung-hee was killed. Park Chung-hee was a former army general and leader of the Republic of South Korea in the period 1961 until 1979. He was considered meritorious by modernizing South Korea through an export-oriented industrialization, but he was also accused of committing human rights abuses during the additional period of his presidency. He was elected as one of 100 Asian People of the Century in 1999 by Time magazine. He successfully got rid of several assassination attempts until he was killed on October 26, 1979, by Kim Jak-kyu, director of the Korean Central Intelligence Agency, or KCIA. Next event was in 1994 on Israel-Jordan Peace Agreement. On October 26, 1994, two government leaders, King Hussein of Jordan along with Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, signed an agreement which they termed as peace, and the process has started since the holding of the Madrid Conference in 1991. The agreement was signed in a peace process between Arab and Israel, supported by the United States of America. Under the peace agreement, Israel was willing to withdraw from parts of Jordan, and Jordan cancelled their economic embargo on Israel. With the signing of the agreement, the United States promised to free Jordan of their debts and to provide financial assistance to Jordan. However, the U.S. promise completely failed. As a result, King Hussein, who had long had secret contact with Israel and made efforts to seek economic benefits through peace between two countries, failed to achieve this goal. The last event is then in 2010, Mount Merapi erupted. Mount Merapi in Yogyakarta Special Region Province is one of the active volcanoes in Indonesia. On October 26, 2010, Mount Merapi erupted and released hot clouds. The eruption of Mount Merapi damaged several villages surrounding areas. In addition, the eruption also killed dozens of villagers around the foot of the mountain. One of them was Mbah Marijan, a key spokesman for Mount Merapi. He has received the 2011 Cultural Award from the Yogyakarta Provincial Government in the category of Preserving Customs and Traditions. The awarding ceremony was carried out by the Regional Secretary of Yogyakarta Province, Ihsan Nuri, at Kepatihan Ward in Yogyakarta on November 29, 2011. And listener, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kita tak lagi satu, tapi saling merindu. Meskipun tak bersama, ku masih rasakan sinyal cintamu. Firasatku berkata, kau merasakan yang sama kasihku. Katakanlah saja bila, bila kau masih mencinta. Buat apa kau berdusta, katakannya sejujurnya. Diriku pun menginginkan semua seperti dahulu kala. Mungkinkah cinta lama kita bersama?
So young like Drake in the grassy. Bad boy call me Puff Daddy. But yeah, it should boy. Be me and you like Cassie, yeah. I miss you so much girl I can't sleep, yeah. And if it's still want me then tell me. Tell me how to make it come back.
Oh,
we can home grab, rewind like a throwback. Katakanlah saja bila, bila kau masih mencinta. Buat apa kau berdusta, katakan yang sejujurnya. Diriku pun menginginkan semua seperti dahulu kala. Mungkinkah cinta lama kita bersemi.
hari.
I miss you so much, girl.
Kita saling merindu.
Yeah, and if you still want me, then tell me.
Katakan sejujurnya.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today on the Ministry of Agriculture promotes food recovery in Asia and the world. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture, Syahrul Yasin Limpo, encouraged a long-term economic recovery framework for the Asian region and the world as a whole, especially in the food and forestry sector. He emphasized that recovery needs to be carried out considering the food sector is a major need that must be guarded together, especially in the situation of the COVID-19 pandemic. The move to formulate the Asian Comprehensive Recovery Framework is proof of Indonesia's seriousness in creating a healthy and productive Asia. This was stated by Secretary General of the Ministry of Agriculture, Momon Rosmono, when representing the Minister of Agriculture, Syahrul Yasin Limpo, at the 42nd Asian Minister of Agriculture and Forestry virtual meeting hosted by Cambodia on Thursday. Momon Rosmono further stated that so far, the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture has played an active role in achieving regional and global food security, particularly in the framework of Asian cooperation. In fact, the government continues to encourage the important roles of the agriculture sector in creating jobs in rural areas and increasing the incomes of farmers' families. He emphasized that the roles of farmers in fulfilling food for more than 273 million Indonesians is very vital. He also added that currently, the Minister of Agriculture has also implemented a four-way policy in order to maintain food availability in the new normal era. One of them is by increasing production's capacity and food reserves. There is also diversification of local food based on local wisdom and utilizing marginal land and yards, as well as the development of modern agriculture. On the occasion, he asked for the participants to collaborate in tackling the pandemic and avoiding rivalry. The call is in line with President Joko Widodo's request at the 75th UN General Assembly. Momon Rosmono also emphasized that economic activity must gradually carry out while still prioritizing health aspects. The virtual 42nd Asian Minister of Agriculture and Forestry meeting was preceded by a senior official level meeting the day before. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Unexpectedly, you saw my imperfections and you saw who I am. Through all my insecurities, you stood by me. So I love you for the peace that you bring to my soul. High and low, I searched. You're the only one for me. You're my person, you're my. You are real in my earth. You're a million other things that you don't even know. You're my sun and my ray. You're that twinkle in my eye. Oh, I wish I found you sooner so that I can love you longer. Faults to accept all my flaws. Through all my insanities, you love me. So I love you for the peace that you bring to my soul. High and low, I searched. You're the only one for me. You're my person, you're my home. You are really all my earth. You're a million other things. I've searched high and low.
RRI was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Locale Cave in Papua. Stay tuned. Listener, Locale Cave is located at Waslimo Village, Malium Valley, Jayawijaya Regency in Papua. This cave was first opened in 1992. It is believed to be the longest cave in the world because until now, the end of this cave has not been found. The farthest journey in this cave is only 3 kilometers. Because of the length of this cave, many academics estimate that Locale Cave can penetrate into the Jayapura area. In 1992, Locale Cave was opened by the local government as a tourism spot and nature reservation. The cave is formed from limestone rocks. Around Locale Cave, there is a pine forest. To enter the Locale Cave, you have to pass a narrow slit and there is a stairway to enter the cave. Although the end of this cave is not known, it is not a scary place. You will easily get a pleasant impression when you enter this cave. One thing that makes this cave fun is that there are several points on the cave wall with hollow space and melody sound when knocked. If you knock gently, you will hear a sound. The sound is in regular tone and able to form a unique musical composition. Inside the cave, it is very dark. When entering this cave, you are highly recommended to bring a flashlight. Locale Cave is about 25 kilometers from Wamena City. Access to this cave is quite easy because the asphalt road is quite good and it can be accessed by motor vehicles. Locale Cave is located on the edge of the Regency's main road, so you do not need to walk far or climb to get there. Its strategic location makes this cave a good family tourism spot and is often visited by a lot of tourists in various groups. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Locale Cave in Papua. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Matamu, bibirmu, membuatku tak berhenti. tersenyum ayu, lidahku keluh hanya membisu. Ku tahu ku mampu buat kau jatuh di pelukanku. Ku yakin ku sanggup buat kau takjub pada diriku. Matamu, bibirmu membuatku tak berhenti membayangkan dirimu. Buatku tak pernah henti manjamu, terus saja buat aku memikirkan dirimu. Oh, tapi kali hal yang baru, ku jadi ragu dan malu padamu. Oh yeah, matamu, bibirmu, oh, membuatku tak berhenti membayangkan dirimu,
membayangkan dirimu,
senyummu, manjamu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Foto Bersama, in English, Taking a Picture Together. Listen to this conversation about foto bersama, in English, taking a picture together.
Permisi, apa saya boleh berfoto dengan Anda?
Ya, boleh.
Satu, dua, tiga. Terima kasih.
Sama-sama.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to that topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Permisi, which means excuse me. Boleh, which means may. Berfoto, which means to take a picture. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Sama-sama, which means you are welcome. If you want to invite a known person to take a picture, you have better ask permission first by saying permisi, in English, excuse me. After asking permission, you can say your purposes. In the dialogue, Maria asks permission to take a picture with Kevin. She uses the expression, permisi, apa saya boleh berfoto dengan Anda? In English, excuse me, can I take a picture with you? While the word boleh is used to ensure that you are allowed to do something, you also can use the expression, permisi, boleh saya berfoto dengan Anda? In English, excuse me, may I take a picture with you? Or, would you mind taking a picture with me to invite someone to take a picture? To respond that expression, you can change the word ya boleh, which means sure, with other expressions such as permisi, apa saya boleh berfoto dengan Anda, which means excuse me, may I take a picture with you? Ya, silakan, or tentu saja, which means sure or my pleasure. But if do not mind, you can answer with maaf, saya tidak bisa, which means sorry. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, apa saya boleh berfoto dengan Anda?
Ya, boleh.
Satu, dua, tiga. Terima kasih.
Sama-sama.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Goodbye.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
terakhir ingin ku hapus semua. Ternyata segitu saja.
You the one, boy, I thought that you're the one. Got me feeling so crazy every day you on my mind. Then it's over and we're done, but this time I won't cry. But why? Well, cause I feel just fine. I remember the first time we met. You were so good to me unlike nobody else. But then you got me on lock, then the party ends. I'm always like, where the hell did this fella win? Man, it's okay though. Boys always come and go, they're just like seasons. And I'm Cleopatra, but he ain't a Caesar. So when he left, is what I gotta say though. Ay.
Won't shed no tears. Yes, I got this. Don't shed no tears. I'll find my own bliss.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Sejak Kita Berpisah. The Keroncong song Sejak Kita Berpisah was composed by Abdul Ghani and Ucin. The song tells about sadness which is felt by someone after being left by their lover. He or she always feels a deep longing for the beloved lover, with all memories when they were together. The song's lyrics include with the hope that the lover will come back again. Interestingly, this song was made with various arrangements with dominantly flute strings. Well, listener, let's listen to Mamik Marsudi with the Keroncong song Sejak Kita Berpisah. Enjoy the song.
Terapung di laut duka. kita berpisahan, hatiku tak tenang. Nan laksana surya silam waktu
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Voice of Indonesia.
For me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.